We had, there was a whole production meeting that took place on whether to use that song or not. So we decided to go for it. Why not?
I love it.
We spent most of the morning going with Meatloaf, so we decided on that. Hats off to Mike Bowen, our musical director this morning. All right, let's get to the business at hand here. The New York State Craft Brewers Association is holding their 7th annual New York Craft Brewers Festival on Saturday, January 29th at the Desmond Hotel in Albany. The New York Craft Brewers Festival brings together over 50 New York brewers, breweries and brewers from every region of the state, featuring hard-to-find and award-winning beers. We get a preview this morning. It's Paul Leone, and Paul, it is Leone, right? I know I should know this because I've known you for years.
Yes, you are correct, but I'll answer to Leone. So,
no.
Either or.
Our neighbor, who spelled his name the exact same way you did, was Leone, so I always feel like I always have to ask you. But yes, so Paul Leone, it's wonderful to have you here. Executive Director of the New York State Brewers Association. We also welcome the wonderful Pam Prodigit Demler, who is co-founder, owner, operations of Bound by Fate Brewing in Schuylerville, New York. Pam, you just sent me how to pronounce your name. How did I do?
You did perfect, Joe.
Okay.
Great job.
Thank you. I should note that Pam's brewery is just about 5 minutes from the house. So
you've never been there.
No. Amen. And Erica Anderson joins us, co-owner and brewer at Unified Beer Works in Malta, New York. Unified Beer Works is a beautiful place as well and is only 2 minutes from my best friend's house. So there you go. Speaking of best friends, David Gastina joins us this morning. My colleague here, often our fill-in for the roundtable. We have worked together for the past 27 years. And David is going to help bartend today because what happened is we just got a big box of beer dropped off at the station earlier this week. David's going to help us go through the box and pour and do all that stuff.
How could you have done this to me today? I mean, you know, I'm always being asked to do things. This is by far the worst assignment I've ever had.
It's because I love you. Okay.
Thank you.
Paul, let's talk about this festival and why it's so important.
Well, you know, I'm really sad that can't be in studio with you, but it certainly is good talking to you. This festival is our 7th in Albany, and obviously we have not done it in a few years because of COVID, but we feel like it's time to bring it back. It is a vaccinated-only event. This will be our third event since COVID, so we've held vaccinated-only events in the past. We take a lot of precautions to make sure that everybody feels safe, and so we're ready to go again in Albany.
Pam, for you, what do events like this help you accomplish?
Well, as a very new brewery here, we actually opened 6 weeks before the pandemic shutdown, which is probably, Joe, why you haven't visited us, even though you're our neighbor
across
the water there.
Oh, please. I visited you.
Oh, you've been.
Pam, here's my story. Here's my story. So in 2019, in November of 2000, when did you open?
In February of 2020.
Okay. So in November of 2019, I went to Ireland and was in a pub called O'Donohue's, and I fell down a flight of stairs, and I tore both the quadriceps of my legs. That put me out of commission for 2 months, right? Mm-hmm. 2 months. Mm-hmm. So my physical therapist was in Schuylerville. When we would go back and forth and back and forth, and of course I had to be driven because I couldn't use my legs, at this point, as you were starting, you all were out in the street.
That's right. Our ye olde lemonade stand.
And as you pass the post office, there they were out, and they would come, you would pop the trunk, and they'd just put all the beer in. And it was the greatest thing. And it not only did it get me through physical therapy, but it got me through the whole ordeal of not only my legs, but also of the pandemic, I should add. And then since then, I have been there a few times. So,
did they
yes.
come over to the
awesome,
car window?
Joe. Well, we welcome you. It is our mission in life to heal you through your recovery. We are so glad you stopped by, and I think that part of this, being a part of the Brewers Association and really festivals like this really help us as a small family-owned and operated farm brewery that did just open, really spread the word about who we are and what our beer is. And really, you know, we're so excited to be a part of this, especially because we've participated in the other festivals in Buffalo and Syracuse, but now we're in our hometown. And so we're really excited to share our beer and our story. And as you experienced, you know, being a brand new brewery with very little financial backing and brewing basically on my husband's homebrew kit to start, that the pandemic really hit us hard. And we had no way to even package our beer until our Aunt Teresa bought us a crowler machine, and we got to crowlering and we set up our table outside for those 3 months. So we've come a long way, and we're happy to be on this side of things.
God bless Aunt Teresa. So we were, and when I would go into the physical therapist's office, Jeff Fear would always say to me, "You seem to have a little skip in your step today." And I said, "Well, I do this, and then I'm going to go to the brewery." So, you know, like, this is okay. This is all good. Well, Erica Anderson, I ask you the same question of why these events are important.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Pam. We were lucky enough to have slightly over a year under our belt before the pandemic hit. So we were actually able to do quite a few festivals, one of them being this one in particular at the Desmond. And it's just such a great way to get your name out there. And the other thing that I love about these events is a lot of actual brewers show up. So yeah. You don't actually have volunteers pouring your beer. So we can actually talk directly to the customers and tell the story of our beer and tell them how we create things behind the scenes and even how we got started. We get a lot of those questions when we ourselves attend these events.
You have a great.
It's such a great way to communicate with the beer community in general.
You both have a great location. Yours is in Malta, and the first time I went over there, you had tweeted out that you had, and you have to help me here. Of what the beer was, but it was a peanut butter porter, am I right, or something like that?
Oh, probably our Nutter Butter Pastry Stout.
There you go. Nutter Butter yeah. Pastry Stout. And there was a line, and you had to go at a certain time, and there was a line.
Yeah.
And yep. We made it three back before they had sold out. So,
okay.
So then we just went in and learned all the rest of the cool things that are there. And since then, awesome. It's been a wonderful spot for us to go. All right. So, David Gustina, let's put you
yes,
to
sir.
Work. Erica, Pam, what should be the first beer that we try here?
Oh, boy. Well, I would say probably start light. I believe you guys got one of the Brave Noise Pale Ales.
Yeah, we did.
Right?
Oh, yes.
So we have that. That's a nice light beer. It's actually all New York State ingredients, all of the hops and all of the grain. And this particular beer is one that Pam and I are very proud of. We collaborated with also Indian Ladder Farm, ooh. Along with Bound by State Brewing and ourselves, to create this beer. It's a beer that that was essentially created by a woman who worked for Notch Brewing. And it is to actually give a voice to people who are experiencing sexual harassment and discrimination within our industry.
Oh, wow.
And so there's a lot of different breweries literally all over the world that are creating this beer, and then they're donating proceeds to various organizations that help support women that are experiencing these things, and also the LGBTQ community and the Black Brown communities. So it actually is a beer that's near and dear to us. So I feel it's appropriate to start with that one too, since it's light and it fits all the ticks all the right boxes.
That is the coolest thing, a collaboration with a big goal, a safe and discrimination-free beer industry. It is it's a pleasure and should be noted. Two of the wonderful brewers in our region are women and running these businesses, and that is very cool, and especially with doing a wonderful beer like this.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
It tastes awfully good, too.
Yeah, by the way, David, I love you like a brother, but you're a little stingy on the pour.
Well, I mean, we've got a few beers here to taste, and I do assume that since this box of beers in front of me, I get to take the rest home.
When Paul's here, we were using pint glasses. Paul, tell us a little bit about the face of the Brewers Association and how that's changing to follow up on what Erica was saying.
Well, I'll tell you, the last few years, it's been, you know, the association really has been focusing on helping breweries through this pandemic. It's obviously something that nobody predicted would happen. You know, poor Pam opened a month before shutdown.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the amount of information that came out of Albany, and I have to give, you know, our government, a state government, a lot of credit, because you know, they made breweries an essential business and allowed them to stay open and allowed them to do curbside and home delivery and shipping, which has never been legal before in New York State and was for a period of time, and that really kept everybody going one way or another. We actually ended up the end of 2020 plus 26 breweries, and so, you know, we lost 12 total. So far, which isn't that bad, you know, but pre-pandemic, we were opening a brewery about one every 8 days in New York State. So plus 26 was good. And the industry, you know, knock on wood, is still chugging along. Thank goodness for the support of locals and, you know, people like you and a lot of other folks that came and picked up beer and really supported these breweries. Yeah. And I think that's what kept everyone alive.
I believe it was Pam that mentioned working with Indian Ladder Farms, which is out near my neck of the woods in Voorheesville. They have quite an operation out there. Is this beer then available there as well?
It is. Yes. So yep. The Brave Noise is still available. Yeah, excellent. At Indian Ladders and at Bound by Fate in Schuylerville.
Very nice.
Oh, great.
There's also another spot in Albany, Delaware Supply. I don't know if you guys have ever visited that spot.
Yes.
It is absolutely
sorry.
Yes,
they
yes.
have some fabulous beers, but they also got some cases of that beer too.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah, we have a good spread on it.
All right. So, what is the next beer we should try? Do you have a Bound by Fate we should try?
Yeah, I think the Patina, the Italian Pilsner, sort of on the lighter end. We have like a crisp, crackery malt with a light floral aroma. This is a special beer to us. It's named after our grandma Tina, our Italian grandma.
Right.
And we
what relation,
you know,
to Aunt Teresa?
Her stepmother.
Okay, gotcha.
And this beer was really important to us because we know that, you know, part of where we are, we want to not only be, you know, Schuylerville's first brewery, but also introduce craft beer to those who are new to the market. And so we want to make sure that all of our beers are brewed. Many of them are sessionable, and many of them are intro. We will have an intro line where, you know, if you're into Coors Light or Bud, you want something light and refreshing, we're going to just wheel you in with something really, really delicious. And so this is our Italian Pilsner.
We are talking about, we're drinking beer, but we're also talking about the New York State Brewers Association holding their 7th annual New York Craft Brewers Festival on Saturday, January 29th at the Desmond Hotel in Albany, New York. Paul, let me ask a business question or a political question, really.
Sure.
And then we'll get back to the subject at hand. I was curious, in the governor's State of the State address, there was talk about reinstituting drinks to go, which I know was part of what breweries, farm breweries, were able to do. Am I right on that?
Well, actually, all breweries can do beer to go. It's something that really won't affect us too much, in the sense that, you know, they've always been able to sell packaged beer to go. And so really, I think it benefits more of the wineries and mixed drinks
and, right.
and cocktails and the restaurants more than it really affects us. What really affected us most in other parts of the industry is direct to consumer. That's really a bigger topic.
Meaning you could deliver.
Deliver and ship, correct.
Yeah, and yep. Where are you on that now?
So we did a little, our crack lobbyists and lawyers did a little digging and found that if brewers simply add a retail license to their current licenses, that it'll still allow them to continue to ship and deliver beer in New York State. So we have found a way for them to continue to do that if they so choose.
Keep it coming. All right. This is, what did you pour? This is the Italian.
Yeah, this is the Bettina.
Okay. So you don't often hear the word Italian when you're talking about beer. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, this Italian Pilsner is sort of a relatively new style. It's like it had really originated from this brewery in Italy that was trying to a new approach to dry hopping their Pilsner, sort of like the British. And my husband, who's our head brewer, really loves to create look at global styles that he likes and then brew them with New York State ingredients.
Oh, man. So what makes the... Here's my very intelligent question. What makes this so good?
Distinctively different from the other beer.
Well, it almost, I hope I don't make anyone angry, but it almost comes off a little bit like a cream ale, only better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny you say that. Actually, our other beer and sort of in this profile is our Kegasus, which is our cream ale. It has a more, it's a little bit Kegasus. More malty, and then it has a different hop profile than a regular Pilsner. So it gives you a little bit of bite and something different.
All right, Erica, what's up next for you?
So for us, we sent you one of our favorite lagers, A Glimpse of Bavaria. And that is very
I see
crisp
it.
And clean, very lightly floral. This is meant to be along the lines of a very traditional German style lager. So it's also going to, have that, they like to call it a crispy boy.
I'm sorry, a crispy boy?
A crispy boy.
Okay.
Or you could call it a crispy girl if you want to inclusive.
Non-gender specific. All right. This is, again, A Glimpse of Bavaria and a lager. How popular, I'll ask this question to both of you, how popular are lagers?
Well, so interestingly, when we first got into this business, everything was about the New England style IPAs,
right?
And sours, fruited sours were starting to come up in the trend as well. But behind the scenes, us brewers, while we absolutely love those beers, our palates get a little tired from time to time, and we like to drink something that's very clean and refreshing and low ABV. So we will gravitate toward lagers. And I think brewers tend to drive trends. And we are actually seeing that lagers are starting to become much more popular with the general public as well, which, of course, does my heart good because I love them too.
ABV
so we get to
is,
make more of them.
ABV is alcohol by volume. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's interesting. Paul, overall, is our IPA still very popular?
Yeah, it's still the number one style. Everybody wants their New England IPAs, but I agree with what Erica and Pam said that how many 7, 8, 9% beers can you have, and these lighter styles are really 5%. You can have more than one, and still be able to walk away.
What about?
And feel fine. Mm-hmm.
What about the amber ale? I don't see a lot of them out there. There are a select few. I mean, maybe more than I do, but I particularly like those. Is there something with it that we don't see a lot for some reason?
Well, we actually didn't send our amber lager to you guys, Bronzer, which is one of our number one bestsellers. You'll have to come to the tap room to try that. But I agree with Erica completely, and I think the only disadvantage to lagers is how much time they take in our tanks. If we don't have a ton of space in our production schedule, it becomes really hard. But I would say, as a family, we love drinking more than one beer at a time. So most of our beers are sessionable, lower than 6% ABV, so that we think that they should really pair well with food and really be something that you're not just drinking, but also enjoying with friends and family.
I'll go pick one up from Pam and I'll bring it over to you. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
So again, we're talking about the New York Craft Brewers Festival that's taking place Saturday, January 29th at the Desmond Hotel in Albany. Think NY, drinkny.com/Albany is the best website I found. Paul, do you agree?
Yes, thinknydrinkny.com is where you can get tickets and information.
Excellent. So it'll be a safe event. You'll have everyone will be good. And I tell you, you always run a beautiful event. It's very nice. It's a lot of fun. As all of you were saying, it's really neat about having the brewer there and talking to them and how animated everybody gets talking about it and how the brewers talk with each other. And it's really fun. It's a very lovely time together, I think. And I assume that is well, not only is the is the point, but also that it's a, you know, it's a respectful event. It's not a drink fest.
Yeah, and we've reduced the numbers this year too, Joe, just to make it like even more people can spread out a little bit because of COVID. And we've taken a lot of other precautions as well. And then just for the brewers, say for everybody there, just have a nice, enjoyable time and learn about beer and really taste some of the best beer. You know, I know I'm biased, but in the state and in the country, I mean, the brewers in New York are really killing it right now.
Let me ask this question about Erica, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I just got an email that came through that said you're on hold, and I just wanted to make sure that you weren't on hold. So, okay. So let's talk about sours for a second. Sours are a big deal. They have been for a little while. So, Erica, do you have a sour that we can try?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a couple of them, actually. So one of the ones that we sent is our Sour IPA series, which is called Played Under Protest. And the little story behind the name there, my husband brews all the IPAs here, and he had essentially said, over my dead body, are we brewing a Sour IPA? And I said, well, I brew the sours, so you don't have a choice in the matter. So there.
Yeah. It's good to be king.
Yeah. That's right. So we went ahead and did this one, conditioned it on blackberries and vanilla. So we call it a little berries and cream.
Berries and cream. So where does the cream texture or where the cream come from in this? From the vanilla. Okay.
Yep. When we condition on the vanilla beans, yeah.
It's a beautiful color. It's a deep red, and it is and sort of a lovely pink head on it. It's really gorgeous. Lovely.
Thank you.
I have not tried it yet. I'll do that. Maybe David could talk while I do that.
Well, it is just as you describe, and I'm particularly enjoying the aftertaste, actually.
Yeah, it is creamy. That is a lovely profile, I think.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
All right. Pam, what do you have in the sour world?
So we provided you guys with our tartlet, which is our sour ale with raspberry. This was my birthday beer because I love a nice sour.
When was your birthday?
In December, I turned the big 4-0.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to this decade.
I took 480 very hard. I hope you take it much better. But all right.
And he was one of the 40 under 40.
So this is, what is this again now? This is a sour.
This is our simple sour ale with raspberries. We used raspberries in it, and we soured it with probiotics.
What does that mean?
We use the, I just wanted to say for the record, I'm not technically our brewer. I just run the business and all of the sales. So I got my tasting notes.
Run the business. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But the probiotics help to create the sour, and maybe Erica can talk a little bit about this because she's one of the best brewers I know. We still ferment it through with the yeast.
Erica, what goes into that?
Yeah. So, one of the strains that you would find in, say, yogurt. You've probably heard of taking probiotics to have a healthy gut, things of that nature. So that those same strains, if you read the back of a cup of yogurt, it'll list off a few different strains of a bacteria called lactobacillus. And that lactobacillus actually eats the milk sugar. And in the process, it actually creates a sour profile. So that's how yogurt is made. That's how some of these sour beers are made. It's a very interesting format to and media to use to actually sour those beers.
Let me ask our engineer, Mike Bowen. Okay, so I have to be out of 59:30? Okay. So we have a few minutes, and I want to give just the details of the event. But then I want you each to pick a beer that we go out on. What should those be? Erica?
You don't literally mean go out on.
No, I mean go out of the show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I am going to say let's go with a Dagger in the Dark, which is a delicious milk stout.
Oh, I love milk stouts. Oh, boy, they're good. All right, so David will get that one up. And then, Pam, what would you suggest?
We'll do our Boat Bridge, which is our British brown ale.
All right, Boat Bridge, the British brown ale, and David will get that one lined up in the queue. Paul, let me talk to you for a moment. The New York State Brewers Association, the 7th annual New York Craft Brewers Festival taking place January 29th at the Desmond. I mentioned the website, which we'll have on our website as well, thinkny.com/Albany. And so what's the best way for people to take part? They can just go on the website and figure it out, right? Go from there.
Just go on the website and just remember, everybody, that it's vaccinated only this year. So you'll have to show proof when you get there, and then we'll get everybody right in. And like I said, it's the third time we've done this event so far in the COVID years. So we've gotten pretty good at making sure that everybody feels comfortable at a beer festival again. And I'm really glad that Erica mentioned it too, that, you know, this is one of the only brewers festivals in the state where all the brewers are there. Like, we don't do bands or anything because people want to talk. They want to talk about the beer. They want to meet the brewers. And so that makes it really a unique event.
That is wonderful. All right. So which one did you pour here first?
That's the dark.
A Dagger in the Dark milk stout. So, Erica, tell us about that.
So, A Dagger in the Dark, this is one of my husband's beers. We actually brewed our typical milk stout base, we actually conditioned it on maple syrup and cold brew coffee from Wired Roasters up in Saratoga.
You can definitely get the coffee profile, although I don't know that I would have picked that up without you saying it. But boy, that the maple comes out, and it just gives it just the right sweetness. That is absolutely
that
beautiful.
And we especially enjoy this particular beer because it's only 6%. So it's not one of your typical really thick stouts that's going to knock you on your butt after you have one. You could actually enjoy a couple of these.
Well, take away all our fun. So at 4% in comes Boat Bridge. We have about 30 seconds. So Pam, tell us about that.
Yeah, Boat Bridge is so special to us because the reason why we were able to open a brewery is because it's here in Schuylerville, and we love the rich history. So this British brown ale is actually named after the Revolutionary War, where the British actually created a bridge of boats across the Hudson to come across and at their defeat at the Battle of Saratoga. So this is a rich and roasty dark session ale. You'll taste some notes of chocolate and coffee. What we're really excited about this beer is that Schuylerville is like this tiny little village where we came back home for my husband's family, and we had the opportunity to open here. And we really want to celebrate the rich history of the Revolutionary War and all of the awesome partners. And we couldn't have done it. I think Paul said it really well.
Well, we're desperately late, and I apologize, so I have to cut you all off.
Absolutely.
But I thank you so much.
That's what happens when you drink.
You know something about cutting off, right?
Yeah. Exactly.